Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the people with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God our God blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. Amen.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Good morning. It's really great to see all of you here. The last time I was preaching here was back in November. It was during second lockdown, and it was to an empty church just to the live stream. So it's great to see so many of you here. It's great so many still joining online, and we'll pray and look forward to the day that we're all gathered back here again today, together. On your screen, and hopefully on the live stream as well, you can see a picture of seven men. These men lived back towards the end of the 1800s, and they were called the Cambridge Seven. They were called that because there were seven men, funny enough, from Cambridge, who dropped everything they had here in the UK. They were all really well-off men. Most of them were quite smart, really rich, doing really well in their careers. One of them was the best cricket player in England, but they dropped all of that, left it all behind to go to the other end of the world, off to China. And the reason they were going there was because they wanted to go and tell people about Jesus. They left all these great things they had in their lives behind to go and tell people about Jesus. And before they left, all of the country heard about this. These men who seemed to have everything going for them, everything the world could offer, they had that. But they were leaving all of that behind because of how God had blessed them, how God had worked in them, and they wanted to go and share this. And so hundreds of people all across England, across Scotland, across Wales, they saw what these men were doing. They saw how God was working in their lives, the joy that they had in him. And so they went, they came and they heard their testimony, and hundreds of people came to faith in Christ and came to praise God. People saw how God was blessing them. And so many, many more came to praise God. Now, our psalm here this morning, it's not a call that all of us need to go out to the nations, but it's a call for God to bless us, for God to work in us so that the people all around us, the people outside, the people of the nations, see God working and that they come to praise him. So often in our lives, we lose track of the big picture. At least I do anyway. In my prayer life, I don't know what to pray for. This psalm helps us here. It helps us to refocus, to put God at the center, to put others ahead of ourselves. It's not all about us. It's not just about our individual needs. Yes, we do need to pray for those. Many of us have tough things going on, and it's good to pray to God for those. But we also need to be looking away from ourselves. And so the first place we're going to look at in this psalm is we need to look around at God's people. Look down at verse 1 with me, it's on the screen there. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us. Now, maybe you're like me and first time you read that you thought, great, just asking God to bless me. Fantastic. I have got a list, top 10 ways God could improve my life. Great, let's just get on ahead with that. But actually, it's not all about me. And it's not all about you. May God be gracious to us. May God bless us. May God make his face to shine on us. This is the people of God praying together, praying for one another, not just for themselves, but for the people as a whole. Israel was praying this for the whole nation. And the words that they're using here, they're praying out, they're calling to God with words that he has already given to them. Back in Numbers chapter 6, God gives the people these words to pray. It's called the Aaronic blessing. It says, it's on the screen, "The Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace." The people were calling out to God in unison in song, and they were praying words that God had given to them. They were praying for God to keep the promises that he had made to his people. I don't know how good your memories are. I hope that they're better than mine. If you remember back to before Christmas, Luke was taking us through a little bit of Exodus, the ABCs of being set free. And it was the people of Israel on their journey to the promised land that God was making all of these promises to them. Promises that if they were obedient to him alone, didn't follow any other gods but him alone, that he would bless them. Bless them, exalting them above all the other nations. Bless them that their crops, their farms would increase, that their families would grow, that they would have safety from their enemies, that their borders would be safe. And most of all, that God would be with them. These were the promises God had made to his people. And so Israel here, they're praying and they're calling out for God to bless them with these things. But not only just asking for stuff, not just asking for things. They're asking for God himself. May God be gracious to and bless us and make his face shine on us. Back home in Northern Ireland, I live out in the countryside. London is by far the biggest place I have ever lived. And back home, by nature of being in the country, a lot of my friends are farmers. A lot of the people I know in church, they're all farmers. Don't know if you know many farmers. They're basically never happy. There's always something wrong. Either it's too hot or too cold, too wet or too dry. Usually back home, it's too wet and too cold. And what happens is, for all these crops, for all the things growing in the fields, if there isn't enough sun, if there's not enough light, then there won't be any crops. Then actually, all of the plants would die. For Israel, here in this psalm, for us now, as we're able to pray this psalm, we are like plants. We need God to shine on us. Because without that, we die, we perish. God's face shining on us, it's a picture of his loving care toward us. God is our Father. And his face shining on us means his favor, blessing us, blessing Israel as a nation. And yet there's something amazing right at the start of the psalm that we so quickly forget. Israel isn't coming. We don't come in prayer really shy and nervous, groveling towards God. No, we're able to come confidently. May God be gracious to us. May God bless us. May God make his face to shine on us. And yet, God is so holy. He is the king of all the universe. Back in the ABCs in Exodus, God had said to Moses, "No one can see my face and live." God is so holy that actually we cannot approach him by ourselves. Yet we see here in the psalm, we can pray this confidently. How? Because we know how God has been gracious to us. Just as how God was gracious in blessing Israel back then, even though they weren't perfect, he was still gracious to them. We know that for us, God is still gracious to us. In heaven, Christ is at the right hand of God, and he is praying for us. He prays for us every day. He intercedes for us. He uses words like this psalm to pray for us. What a wonderful encouragement that is. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, praying for us. For it is Christ who has been gracious to us. It is Christ who has secured all the blessings for us. He secured it dying on that cross for us. It was him coming down who has been gracious to us, who has secured all of the blessings we now have. And so by his sacrifice, by his cleansing of us, we can draw near to God confidently. We can pray, may God be gracious to us and bless us. May he make his face to shine on us. And so we can continue to pray as Israel did, for God to bless us. And yet, we aren't praying for the exact same things as Israel was praying for. We're not praying for physical lands or borders or security. We're not all the time just praying for our crops and for our families. Those are many good things to pray for. But they aren't the greatest blessings that God now gives us. In the New Testament, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." God blesses us by giving us himself. So as we are praying this out, we are praying for the blessings that God gives to us in Christ. He's promising Christ to build his church. It is good to pray for that. Pray for that blessing. He has promised to assure us of his love, the love he has for us in Christ. Pray that that would be on all of our minds. He has promised to be with us always, even to the end of the age. Pray each day that we know that comfort, that brothers and sisters here in this church, we pray that for each other to know that comfort. It's not just about me. It's not just about you. We are looking around at each other and praying for one another. May God be gracious to us. And yet, we're not just praying these things, even just for ourselves here in the church. It would be so easy for us to think, well, if all we're doing is praying for blessing, why not just pray for Jesus to come back now, and then we can go to the new creation and be eternally blessed there? Well, it's because it's not just about us here. It's about everyone out there as well. Verse 2, have a look at it with me. May God be gracious to us and bless us, make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among the nations. Think back to Israel. Imagine that you're one of the neighbors of Israel. You're an Amorite or someone. You've had a really hard year farming. You've been toiling day and night. You've got just enough food, probably, to survive from the harvest. And then one day you look over during the harvest time at Israel. And the people in a nearby city, they're rejoicing. They're bringing in this massive harvest. And they're singing, they're celebrating, they're dancing. And they're singing the psalm, these words about their God blessing them. They're not talking about how great they have been, how much hard work they put in. They're talking about God blessing them. Their God's face shining on them. Well, if you're sitting there and you've just got your little bit of corn you've brought in, you're going to be looking over there and thinking, I want to get to know more about this. I want to know the God who has provided for them like this. Friends, brothers and sisters, that is why we are praying for blessing. We're not just praying for an easy life for ourselves. Indeed, God doesn't promise us as his church a rich or a prosperous or an easy life. He promises us so much, but those are promises in Christ. No, we are praying these blessings so that the people out there, the nations, the people in our work, our schools, look at us and see that there's something different there, that they can see God working in us, and that by seeing that, they would come to know God. We are praying these things so that in work, in school, whenever we're stressed, we're finding things hard, we can have the blessing of God's strength, and that the people around us can look and see God working in us. salvation among the nations. We pray for God to be working in us so that he works faith in those outside. Israel was to be a light to the nations. Everyone was supposed to look at Israel and see something different there. They were supposed to see God working. Friends, we are to be a light as well. A light for all the nations to see God working in us. And ultimately, this isn't even just about us. It's not even just about the nations outside. Verse 3, it's about God being praised. Friends, we need to look up to see God. We need to look up in our prayer life wanting to see God praised. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. Israel is crying out because they know who God is. They know how God has blessed them. And so they don't just want to see a few neighbors, not just the town. They want to see all the peoples, all the nations praising God. They have a passion and a zeal to see people coming to praise God. Friends, right now there's so much in lockdown that we can't easily do. At work, we can't stop over a cup of coffee and try and chat about Jesus because a lot of us aren't in work. We're not having those opportunities over a cup of coffee because we're on Zoom. But friends, we can still pray the words of these Psalms. God works mightily through prayer. And so we can pray, may the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. Friends, where has your heart been during lockdown? I know for me, I think the hardest days have been the days that I've just looked in at myself. That I've just been sad and feeling sorry for myself, wondering, you know, how can I make things better for myself? But the best days, the days that have been most joyful, have been the days I haven't looked to myself, but I've looked out. I pray that those would be more. But the best days are the ones that we seek to look out from ourselves, to pray for one another, pray for the nations, pray for God's praise and glory. And we can do all of this. We can pray, may the peoples praise you, because we know who God is. We know how he works. He has blessed us. He has been gracious to us. He has brought salvation to us. He is bringing it to many people. And so we pray that as God rules, the nations would be glad, that people would sing for joy. We pray that as we see how God rules fairly. He is king over all of the earth. He rules with equity. That just means with fairness. I know myself, I don't know how many times you've looked around in the past year and thought, this world is just unfair. Things just seem to be in a terrible state right now. If I was in control, if I had some ability to change things, I would get everything fixed. COVID would be gone, or even if I was in the government, there's no way I would do things the same way. Vaccines or lockdowns or whatever, I would have had a much better plan. Verse 4 tells us that actually God is still ruling, and that he is doing that perfectly. He rules all the peoples. He guides all the nations. He is both a king, mightily ruling over, but he is also like a shepherd, guiding sheep. We are his sheep whom he guides. He cares for us. Christian brother or sister, he rules over your life, guiding you as a shepherd. Friends, if you're here today in the building with friends online, we're so glad you're still listening in and you have not come to know God personally. If you have not come to know him as your king ruling over, to come and know him as your king ruling over you or as your shepherd guiding you, look at how he rules. Look at how he guides the nations. Look at the blessings he gives us in Christ. How he is gracious to us and he offers that. Come to him today. And it is because of who God is that we want to praise him. And not only us, we want the nations to pray. That's why again, as Israel reflects on God being the king, that they come and say again, may the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. We need to keep God at the center of our prayer life. We need to keep looking to what he has done for us, how he is ruling and guiding, so that we will keep wanting to pray, may the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. As you watch the news this week, and it just seems like there's more bad news every day. As you have a tough day at home, it's exhausting. As you're trying to study in school, catch up on all the time missed out that you weren't actually there, and you're finding it hard, remember, God is still king. He still is king. He lovingly is still ruling. And as you remember that, you can still praise him. Verse 6 continues on. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. God, the ruler of the universe, continues even today to bless his people. It does not always look it. We always look and we have doubts. We lose hope. But the land does yield its harvest. God does continue to bless. Same as earlier, we talked about the sun. The sun rises each and every day. We can't always see it today. We can't see it well. It's behind clouds, but it still rises. It still gives life. And so God is the same. He comes every day. He provides. He gives life to us in Christ every day. And so we can pray on. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. It's still not just about me. It's still not just about you. It's going all the way to the ends of the earth. This is pointing forward to the New Testament, to Jesus sending out the apostles, his church. He tells them, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, all the way to the ends of the earth. Friends, let us pray that the gospel goes out to all the nations. There are so many nations already on our doorstep here in Edmonton, people all around us. Pray that they come, as this verse says, to fear God, to know him, so that they may praise him. As we go, how do we take this psalm into our week? It's all well and good, hear this on Sunday morning. Tomorrow, back in to the regular everyday, things are hard again. Let's start by looking around. Look around at God's people who are here with you today. On the live stream, look down at the chat, all those people who have welcomed. Let's look around and see how can we keep praying for one another. Pray for God's blessing in their life, the blessings that he gives in Christ. Why not send someone in church a text this week? Ask them, how can you be praying for them? How can they know Christ's blessing closer in their lives this week? Let's look out. Times are tough. A lot of us feel discouraged. But let's still seek to see how can we show that God is being gracious to us each and every day. In your work, in your neighbours who live down the road, who can you pray for this week? How can you pray that you would be able to show that God is blessing you? As you talk about something you've been able to do at work, how can you show that it is God who has given you strength that day to do it? And in all of this, let's be looking up. Let's be looking up, praying for God to be praised. For the peoples in your school, the nations in your work, the end of the earth who live on your street, pray that they come to praise God. The last book of the Bible, Revelation, speaks of Jesus coming again. And he says on that day, he will separate the saved and the unsaved for all eternity. The unsaved will go off to eternal punishment. That is hard, and we need to remember that as we see people this week. But the chorus of the saved will be to sing God's praise from every tribe and tongue and nation. Friends, let's pray in light of that day, looking forward to when we are all gathered together to praise God. Let's pray together now. Our God, may you be gracious to us and bless us. May you make your face to shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. God, may the peoples praise you. O God, may all the peoples praise you. May all the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity. God, you guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, you continue to bless us. God, may you bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear you. Amen.